नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
So, at our present moment, we are sanga dosa yukta. We are contaminated by the attachment of modes of material nature. Some of us contaminated by the satogun. Some of us are contaminated by the rajogun. And some of us are contaminated by the tamogun. So out of the three, the rajogun and tamogun is very dangerous. Rajastama bhava. Rajagun and tamagun means kama lobha dayasya. To be contaminated by lusty desires and greediness. So, one has to overcome in the beginning at least the contamination by rajagun and tamagun. At the present moment, especially in these days, the contamination of tamogun is very prominent and little rajogun also, but satogun is practically nil in these days. Kali Yuga, it is said in the Shastra that satogun will be practically nil. Rajastam. And the aim of life is to become free from all the contaminations. Even satogun contamination. This has been explained in the Bhagavad Gita, very nicely in the 14th chapter. How to become not contaminated, disinfected. So, here Kapildeva advises that Mara, if you want to be disinfected, uncontaminated by this material nature, then you associate with sadhu. That was the beginning. Prasangam ajarapasam atmano kavayo vidhu svayva sadhu sukrita mokshadaram apavritam. This was the beginning, how to become uncontaminated. We have got some attachment to the material modes of nature. That is the cause of our bondage. Now, if we want to be free from this bondage, uncontaminated, then the same attachment should be transferred to the sadhu. Svaiva sadhu sukrita, the same attachment. Everyone has got attachment. Nobody is free of attachment. The Mayavadi philosophy, they say, to stop this attachment. The Buddha philosophy said that make this attachment zero. This is also a little advancement. But it is not possible to make our attachment zero. That is not possible. Therefore, Bhagavan says in Bhagavad, param dishta nivartate. Just like a child has got attachment for playing, and gradually his attachment should be transferred for reading, going to school, education. But if you stop his attachment, then he'll become mad. You must give something. Param dishta nivartate. Just like we are to the Western devotees, we are advising them, at least those who are accepted as our disciples, they must. No meat eating. They are accustomed to meat eating, but that how this meat eating has been stopped. We have given them nice things, kachori, sanara, rasgulla. So they have given us meat eating. So you must give something more palatable. Then detachment will be possible. First of all, nullify the attachment and then give it better attachment. Then he'll forget. Param dishta nivartate. You cannot force a living entity by force. That is the same example. A child has got attachment, but by some system, his attachment is turned. Similarly, our consciousness is there. Somehow or other, it is now contaminated. So, gradually, this contaminated consciousness has to be purified, and then Krishna consciousness automatically will arise, will be awakened. Because the Krishna consciousness is original consciousness. Somehow or other, it is now covered by material attachment. So, how to give up this material attachment and become attached to Krishna, developing Krishna attachment? The process is sadhu sangha. that is Saiva Sadhu Sukrita Moksha Dharam Abhavritam. We have got so many attachments for so many things in the material world. And if you simply, you cannot make it zero. That is not possible. You have to purify. It's like if there is some disease in the eyes. If you simply say, pluck it out, that is not treatment. Treatment is, you must remove the disease. If there is cataract by somewhere or other, then your eyesight will be revived. Similarly, we have got desires. We have got kaam, krodh, lobh, moha, matsarja. These are there. But you have to divert these things for Krishna's service. Kaam, Krishna, karpaatmane. It's like we have got very much attachment for doing business, for earning money, and become very happy. So, Krishna says, yes, you can do business, there is no harm, but you give me the result. Jat karosi, jat juhosi, jat asnasi, jat tapasasi, kurushatat madatmanam. He does not say that you have to do something particular. Of course, bhakta, bhakti, but one who is not accepting bhakti cult immediately, to him Krishna says, all right, never mind. Whatever you do, that's all right. Jat karosi. He does not say that do this. Jat karosi, jat juhosi, jat asnasi, try to give it to me. That is the beginning of bhakti yoga. If you do business and you earn money and spend it for Krishna consciousness, that is also bhakti. That is also bhakti. Just like vivid example is Arjuna. Arjuna is a fighter. And by fighting, he became a devotee. Not by chanting Hare Krishna, but by fighting. Krishna advised him to fight. He was rather, because he was a Vaishnava, he was not willing to fight, to kill. Vaishnava does not like to kill. But if there is necessity, that's why Arjuna had to kill. That is by the order of Krishna, not by his own will. By his own will, Krishna did not, Arjuna did not like to kill, to fight. That is Vaishnava's natural instinct. He does not wish to do harm or to kill anybody. But when a Vaishnava knows that Krishna wants it, he doesn't care for his own consideration. Never mind. That is practical example, Krishna. So similarly, sakarmanatam abharcha. Everyone has got his some particular duty, occupation. If by executing your occupational duty, you worship Krishna, then your life is perfect. That is the instruction given in Srimad Bhagavatam, Nimisharanya. Because Shrestha, Varnashrama Vibhaga, Chanusthitasya Dharmasya, Sangsiddhi Haritoshana, Atapungbhi Vijas Shrestha. Pungbhi by person. Everyone is engaged in some occupational duty. Formally, it was the Varnashram, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, and Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasi. Everyone has got some particular duty according to his position. Now, the different occupational duties are expanded. It doesn't matter if you are engineer, if you are medical man, if you are something else, it doesn't matter. Sakarmanatam. But try to serve Krishna by the result of your work. That is bhakti. That we have to learn. Our Krishna consciousness movement does not mean that we are going to stop all activities. No, this is not our mission. You be engaged in your activities, but don't forget Krishna. This is our mission. Be always Krishna conscious. Therefore Krishna says, how to become Krishna conscious? Yat karoti, whatever you do, purushatat madatpana, the result is in me. Then it will be Krishna consciousness. We always think that you are doing for Krishna. Of course, by the order of Krishna, by the vikrantaji, not physically. If you do something nonsense, and if you think that I am doing for Krishna, that will not be accepted. It must be verified by the acceptance of Krishna and Krishna or Krishna's representative. Arjuna did not fight without Krishna's order. Therefore, he must receive the order. If we say that we do not find Krishna, otherwise, then Krishna's representative. That is sadhu. The Krishna's representative is sadhu. Therefore, Kapil Dev is advising here that you, mother, you associate with sadhu. It is sadhava. He has described the symptoms of sadhu. By the last 3-4 slokas, he has described what is the symptom. Everything should be accepted by the symptom, characteristic. Not that anyone will come and sadhu. No. We must know by the characteristic of sadhu. That has been described. Similarly, incarnation of God. Not that anyone will come and say, I am incarnation of God. That will not be accepted. We have to see the characteristics of God as they are stated in the Shastra. Then, we can accept somebody as God by uncommon quality. Apart from God, now our present problem is that we are entangled by the infection of material qualities. Rajastama bhavas, precise. Kamalo bhavayasya. Cheta etai anabhidya. Sita sarte prasidat. We have to conquer over the quality, the infection of quality of rajastama. And then we have to situate ourselves in satogun. Then we are in the safe position. And if we do not allow to be infected again by the rajogun and tamogun, if we keep ourselves purely in satogun, that is called suddha satta, simply purify satogun, then we will be able to understand what is Krishna, what is God. So, not only we have to acquire the qualities of satogun, satta, sama, saucha, hajjava, titikya, jnanam, vijnanam, astiknam, brahmatanma, sabhav. These are the characteristics of satogun. Truthful. So much so truthful that as they are stated by the commentators, that even an enemy asks some secret from you, you can say, suppose a thief has come. Now what you have got in your box? So if you say, I have got so many thousands of rupees or hundreds. A truthfulness should be like that. Even to an enemy, it should be disclosed. That is called truthfulness. Satva, sama, dama, saucha, cleanliness. Then controlling the mind, controlling the senses, simplicity, very simple in behavior, ajava, tijikha, tolerance, and full knowledge, vidyanam, practical application of knowledge, asrikam, full faith in Vedic literature and in God. These are the qualifications of satogun. So, everything can be attained very nicely and easily simply by this sadhu-sangha. Sadhu-sangha. Therefore, he repeatedly said that if we are trying to create some sadhu so that in different parts of the world they will preach Krishna consciousness and people will be able to associate with them and they will become pure. This is Krishna consciousness. That sadhu sangha, it is very essential. People are suffering on account of being contaminated by the tamoguna and rajoguna, becoming entangled simply by lusty desires. Always. Just like cats and dogs. So, they are becoming more and more entangled. Unfortunately, they do not know that there is life after death, but they do not know what kind of life is going to happen next after death. They are blind. Andha. Andha jathandha. Andha jathandha. Dairupaniyamana. The leaders are also blind. They do not know what is the aim of life, what is the future of life. And they are leading them. They are also blind. Especially in this day, the human society is in great danger. They do not care what is next. But there is next life. He gets his information from Krishna. Tatha dehantara prati. Dehantara prati, that is, how you can deny it, the authority says. And we have got experience also. We are having dehantara from babyhood to childhood, from childhood to boyhood, from boyhood to youthhood. In this way, we have changed so many bodies. Dehantara, this is called dehantara. Similarly, after death there is dehanta, it is very reasonable, but people do not believe it. So this is our position, and the human life is an opportunity to stop this dehanta. To stop this dehanta, that is the main business. And how it can be done? Simply by understanding Krishna. And how you can understand Krishna? Simply by association of the devotees. Yes. It is not very difficult. Adho sadhya tato sadhu sangha. Rupa Goswami says, if you get some faith, now I shall become free from this material attachment. Then, as it is advised here, saiva sadhu sukrita, the attachment which have got for material enjoyment, similar attachment should be for the sadhu. That's all. Supposing I want to drink, as I become mad without getting any drinking, similarly, when you become mad without sadhu sangha, then you are liberated. You have to simply divert the attack. Not to speak of drinking. Even those who are smokers, if he cannot smoke for 1 hour, his throat becomes dry. Give me biri. So as you have got attachment for the biri, similar attachment for sadhu will be our liberation. Kakita sadhu su. That is to be learned. That you can learn with sadhu sangha. If you mix with the sadhus. Therefore our mission is, if we can create some sadhu, and they will distribute themselves all over the world, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Prithivite ache jato nagaradi gram, sarvatra prachar hoive marna. He wants that in every village, every town of the whole world, there may be a center of Krishna consciousness, so that people will take advantage of it, and they will also become sadhu. This is the mission of Krishna consciousness. So, the sadhus have been described in different ways. Tithik sabha karunta suhida sarvadishnam ajata sattrava shanta sadhava sadhu bhushana. We have discussed this verse. The sadhu, because everything you want to learn, you have to take some parents, voluntary. So, we have to give up something in the beginning, just like he advised. No illicit sex, no intoxication, even not to smoking biri and taking tea. So, one who is accustomed to these habits, for him to give up immediately these things, it becomes a little painful. Therefore, one has to become tolerant. Never mind. I will have to become free. Just like to become cured for some disease, we agree to undergo surgical operation, although it is very painful. Tolerate. Similarly, we have to learn toleration, although there will be some pain. That is called titikha. At the same time, we have to become karunika, taking compassion of the fallen souls. You have to go from country to country, town to town, city to city, village to village, to enlighten them, to become Krishna conscious. That is sadhu's duty. Those who are preachers, they are better sadhu than those who have gone to Himalaya. The sadhus who have gone to Himalaya for his personal benefit, that is also good. But those sadhus who are preaching and facing so many difficulties, so many opposing elements, they're better sadhus. They're better sadhus. They're fighting for Krishna's sake. So karunika, because they are more compassionate. One sadhu has gone to Himalaya, sitting there in a secluded place, not to be bothered by any asadhu. That is also nice, but that is personal interest. But those sadhus are not gone to Himalaya, but have left Vrindavan, easy life, and gone to fight to the world, they are better sadhus. That is the opinion of Krishna. Join imam paramam guhyam madhbhakti suvidhasu natatasmat manusyesu kashit me priyadittama. Those who are preaching the message of Bhagavad Gita, facing many opposing elements, many difficulties, Krishna says, natatasmat manusyesu kashit me priyadittama. Nobody is dearer than him. So, if you want to become very quickly under the recognition of Krishna, then every one of you become a preacher of Krishna consciousness. That is the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bharat bhumite manushya janma haila ja জন্ম সার্থক করি কর পরোপকার ইন্ডিয়া এভরিবডি ইজ কনসিয়াস অফ কৃষ্ণা সমবডি আই এম আস্কিং ফরেন কান্ট্রিজ হাউ মেনি কৃষ্ণ কনসিয়াস পিপল আর দেয়ার ইন ইন্ডিয়া দেন India and India, the same person, they are Krishna consciousness. Unfortunately, they have artificially covered that by the so-called blind leaders. Andhada Thandhi Rupuniyama. The leaders are advising them, what is the use of becoming Krishna conscious? Now, you become technical conscious. So, no, that will not make us happy. We have to become Krishna conscious, especially in India, because he has got his birth in India for developing Krishna consciousness. So we should not give up this opportunity. Not only that, we shall become fully Krishna conscious and we shall go outside India to preach Krishna consciousness movement. That is paropokar. That is the best welfare activities in the human society. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Bharat bhumite manumanusya janma hoile jara. Of course, he expected from the human being, not from the cats and dogs. So, sadhu sangha is so essential. And sadhu's symptoms are described. And Suhila, we have already explained. Suhila means well-wisher for everyone. His heart is full of well-wishing for everyone. Everyone means for Indians, nationals? No. Sarvadehina. All bodies. Even for the cats and dogs. A devotee wishes welfare even of the cats and dogs by giving him prasad. Take little prasad. So the dog will be also. There is an instance during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time. Devotees from Bengal were going to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and on the way a dog also began to follow them. So, the leader of the party, Sivananda Sen, he was also giving food, prasadam, to the dog, and they had to cross one river, and the boatman could not take the dog. So, Sivananda Sen paid him some more money that he take the dog. This is Vaishnava. That this dog has taken our company. He is going with us. How I can leave him behind? So, he paid more money. Please take this dog. This is called Srila Sarudhina. And the dog was emancipated. He went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he was sitting as dog, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was eating something and throwing it to the dog. In this way, the dog got Vaikuntha. This is Krishna consciousness movement. That this consciousness, this sympathy for everyone can dispatch even a dog to Vaikuntha. Ajata Satrava. A Vaishnava is not enemy of anyone. Ajata Satrava, Shanta, always peaceful. Sadhava Sadhu. This is the first preliminary symptoms of a sadhu. Next, Mai Ananena Bhavena. Simply attached to Krishna. Anandanam Pada. These are the external and these are internal Ananya bhavena bhaktin kudvanti jivdhidham. Simply, as Krishna says, sarva-dharmān parityajyamānekaṁ saraṇaṁ braja. So a devotee, a pure devotee, is simply attached to Krishna. They are not this way. A devotee is not disrespectful to other demigods. That is a mistake. That is, Krishna devotees, they do not care for other demigods. No, a Krishna devotee cares for the other demigods very rightly. Because he knows what is the position of the other demigods in comparison to Krishna. Just like Durga. Goddess Durga. In the Brahma Sangita, the goddess Durga is worshipped. In which way? Sisti sthiti pralaya sadhana shakti rika chai vajasra bhavanani vibhakti Durga. Mother Durga, is the external energy or potential of Krishna, and she is so powerful that sisti sthiti pralaya sadhana. She can create, she can maintain, and she can annihilate or being devastation. She is so powerful. Sisti sthiti pralaya sadhana shakti rika. And Mother Durga is so powerful alone. Chayevajasta bhuvanani vibhakti Durga. But she is acting not independently, but like the shadow, Chayeva. Chayevajasta vibhakti bhuvanani. By the indication of Krishna. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita also. Maya dhaksena prakriti surate sacharasanam. So don't think that this material energy is working independent. She is working under the direction of Krishna. So a devotee knows this. Just like a policeman is working. A sane man knows that he is working not independently, but under the government of. This knowledge requires. Not that, because policeman has got some power, he becomes God. No. God is not so cheap. You can accept Parātma Shakti Vividayu Sriyate. God has got multi-energies. One of the energies is Durga. Not that she is all in all. No. There are many millions of Durgas, many millions of Shivas. Because there are many millions of universes. Just like many millions of police force. Similarly, these demigods, there are many, many millions. But God is one. God is not million. Of course, he can expand in million forms, that is different. Samsa, Vibhinnasa. So, this devotee offers respect to the demigods as the assistant or energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not as the supreme power. That is the difference. And one who does not know what is God, they take this demigod as supreme. They are less intelligent. So, therefore, a devotee offers respect to the demigods, but he knows that Supreme Lord is Krishna, Krishna Sru Bhagavan Sam. Therefore, Mani Ananena Bhavena Bhaktin Kurvanti Jiv Bihav, Viravrata. Bhajante man viravrata, Bhagavad Gita. Mahatmanas man prasa daivi prakriti vasa. Bhajante ananna manasa, ananna bhara. It is not that they disrespect any god. They give proper respect to everyone, what to the demigods, even to the ant. Vinadu kishuni chena tarurapi sahishuna amani namanadena kirtaniya sadhari. Amani. Everyone is given that fact by Vaishnava. Matkite takta karmanas takta sajana bandhava. But they are ready to give up family, relatives, everything. Karma dhanman pratyaj. Matkite, only for Krishna's sake. They can, this is hard. Then, what is their business, activities? Madasraya, katha, mrishta. They simply take pleasure in talking about Krishna. They simply take pleasure, simnanti kathayanti cha, by hearing about Krishna. We have got so many things to hear about Krishna. How Krishna is fighting, how Krishna is killing the demons, how Krishna is behaving as the gopis, how Krishna is playing as a cowherd boy, so many things we have got. Therefore, Krishna has given us so many literature. If you simply hear and talk about Krishna, we are translating all these books about Krishna Katha. Already there are about 1.5 dozen books, big books. We have to publish 60 books like that, simply about Krishna. Simply about Krishna. Apart from Bhagavad Gita. So, we can read Sinnatam, Kathantam, Kathantam, Sinnanti, Kathayanti. So we have got enough to become sadhu if we simply hear about Krishna and speak about Krishna. Tapanti vividha sapa naitana madhukata chitasa. The immediate relief will be that we shall be saved from the sufferings of this material condition of life. So these are the symptoms of sadhu, and Kapildev is summarizing. Mother, trayate sadhava sadhi sarva sangma vivarjita. These symptoms are visible when one has no more any material attachment. Sarvapadhi vinir muktam. This is sadhu. No more dizziness. I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, I am American. These devotees, they have got no such conception. Every one of them is thinking, I am servant of Krishna. This is called sarvapadhi gunini. These are upadhi. Even this vannasa, that is also, I am sunyasi, I am kriyastha, I am vanaprastha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has rejected all these things. Nahang vipra natanadapati. I am neither brahman, nor khatriya, nor vaishya, nor shudra. Then what you are? Gopi bhaktu padakamalayo, dasa dasanu dasa. This is my position. This is called sarvapadhi dinimukta. No more dizziness. So if you become no more dizziness, then immediately the whole world becomes Vaikuntha. We are fighting. I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, I am American, I am Indian, I am German. The whole disturbance is there. This is my land, this is your land. The whole world is doing. As soon as they become Krishna conscious, immediately this hellish world becomes Vaikuntha. Immediately. Tathana. Simply one has to laugh. So such important movement we should take very seriously and try to spread it all worldwide. That will be the best service to the human society. Thank you very much.